Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And Rob, with the Lakers all but out of the playoffs, now there are coming the explanations for why, or excuses, depending on your vantage point. LeBron James talked about it today. Here's what he had to say.
We have Zoe, Josh, Kuz, and B.I., and we had Zoo at the time. It's like five out of our top nine guys that we rely on, and they're in their first and second year. You can't find one other team in our league right now that has to rely on that much every single night from their young guys that's in their first or second year. And it's unfair to those guys for us to continue to, we want them to learn. I want them to learn. But also I have to understand that they're young as well, and they're going to have mistakes, and they're going to make mistakes. You just try to limit the mistakes as much as possible.
Go ahead, man.
You know I'm not buying any of that. Stop it, LeBron. First of all, Brandon Ingram's been playing some of his best basketball since he's been in the NBA the last 20 games.
His best.
Right,
his
Chris?
Best.
Am I right? His best since he came into the league. So I don't know, and Kuzma's a good player. I know Lonzo Ball's hurt, but I don't know what is he talking about 2 months or 6 weeks ago when he wasn't playing and they needed those guys to step up? I don't know. I think it's the veteran guys that he put together that have let them down more than it is the young
certainly
guys.
Recently.
Am I right?
Certainly during this? Recently.
And this is during this streak where they're losing to bad teams. They're not having terrible nights and getting 6 points. The young guys where you go, LeBron's got no help. No, they're playing well, Chris. They're playing well, so I don't know what that means. Did anybody challenge LeBron to say who are you talking? What are you talking about?
Well, he mentioned the names, but look.
But I'm talking about. I would say, well, Brandon Ingram's played some of his best basketball, didn't he?
Right. Well, look, there is some element of truth just in general to what LeBron was saying. You know, young teams don't typically compete for titles or anything like that. But here's the thing. We're not talking about them winning a championship. Nobody in their right mind thought this Lakers team was going to compete
for
a championship.
Nobody.
We're just talking about making the playoffs. That's all we were talking about. And that is no – age is not an excuse for not making the playoffs. Again, you hate when I bring it up, but they were the fourth seed earlier in the season. You know, when LeBron went down on Christmas Day. It's a fact. So it was still those young guys, and they were playing at a high level. And look, Sacramento's very young. They're younger than the Lakers, and they're competing for a playoff spot.
They're not out of
it. In the West. Right. Last year, you saw Boston with Terry Rozier in his third year, with Jaylen Brown in his second year, with Jason Tatum in his first year. Go to the seventh game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
They almost made it to the NBA Finals without their two stars.
Right. So it's not an excuse. I don't know what he asked about the young guys specifically, or did he just bring it up on his own? But that's not an excuse for not making the playoffs. And that's not the reason they didn't make the playoffs. As you said, the older veterans who are on their one-year deals have struggled a lot worse than the young guys have of late. And I just think that there's no way anybody can buy that as an excuse for not making the playoffs.
Right. You just can't. You can't stomach it or fathom it, Chris. You know this. You even held out hope, even despite you see a bad game, you go, I just can't count LeBron out. I can't. And then they kept losing to these bad teams. I mean, you
they should have made the playoffs,
right?
That's the bottom line. You've heard me. I've said, look, there's two things. One was the injuries, mainly to LeBron, and two, not in that order, but the Anthony Davis fiasco. That sapped them of their spiritual strength, however you want to term it. But that broke them mentally and spiritually. And I think it's shown mostly on the defensive end. I can be broken and still want to get my 25 points.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's the extra stuff.
Right. It's the defense where I got to hustle. I got to cover for this guy who I think wanted me out the door, LeBron. You know what I mean? It's those types of things. And that's why I think their defense has plummeted. You know, everybody's talked about Lonzo not being there. He's a good defender. That's true. But can we stop it with the Lonzo is Dennis Rodman
Thank
stuff?
Thank you. I mean,
the
Chris.
Lonzo is Draymond Green? I mean, come on.
We're not. That is so overblown, and I get it. He's not around. He's got the long arms. He blocks. He defends. He can get a hand in there. He can block some shots. I get that, Chris. But I'm 100% with you. Stop. That's not the reason why you couldn't beat Memphis or why you couldn't beat the Suns. Stop it.
He's the poster boy for absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So now you want to give
LeVar
him to that?
Behind these leaks or
but
what?
But maybe LeVar said that they wouldn't win if they traded him, right? Didn't they say?
He did. He did. It's going to be, I tell you, Rob, this offseason is going to be very interesting for the Lakers. And if, look, it's one thing if the Clippers get Kawhi. Okay. They'll be really good. You know, will they win a title? Yeah, I don't know about all that. But they'll be really good. But they were really good with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, and the Lakers were still the story. But if they can snatch Kawhi and a second big name, then it could – and the Lakers don't get Anthony Davis, that's when it could get ugly for the purple and gold.
Oh, yeah. If that doesn't happen this coming offseason, it will be ugly. It will be – and I don't know. Will LeBron be like, maybe I made a mistake? Maybe I don't want to get – because he's been getting enough heat.
He's getting
this year.
A lot of heat. Oh, yeah. He's getting more heat, I think, than any time since 2010 when he joined Miami.
I agree with you. I really am. I've heard more people bash LeBron recently than ever before.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
And Rob, with the Lakers all but out of the playoffs, now there are coming the explanations for why, or excuses, depending on your vantage point. LeBron James talked about it today. Here's what he had to say.
We have Zoe, Josh, Kuz, and B.I., and we had Zoo at the time. It's like five out of our top nine guys that we rely on, and they're in their first and second year. You can't find one other team in our league right now that has to rely on that much every single night from their young guys that's in their first or second year. And it's unfair to those guys for us to continue to, we want them to learn. We want them to learn. We want them to learn. I want them to learn. But also I have to understand that they're young as well, and they're going to have mistakes, and they're going to make mistakes. You just try to limit the mistakes as much as possible.
Go ahead, man.
You know I'm not buying any of that. Stop it, LeBron. What? I just don't. First of all, Brandon Ingram's been playing some of his best basketball since he's been in the NBA the last 20 games.
His best.
Right,
his
Chris?
Best.
Am I right? His best since he came into the league. So I don't know, and Kuzma's a good player. I know Lonzo Ball's hurt, but I don't know what is he talking about 2 months or 6 weeks ago when he wasn't playing and they needed those guys, you know, to step up? I don't know. I think it's the veteran guys that he put together that have let them down more than it is the young
certainly
guys.
Recently.
Am I right?
Certainly
during this?
Recently.
And this is during this streak where they're losing to bad teams. They're not having terrible nights and getting 6 points. The young guys where you go, LeBron's got no help. No, they're playing well, Chris. They're playing well. So I don't know what that means. Did anybody challenge LeBron to say who are you talking what are you talking about?
Well, he mentioned the names, but look.
But I'm talking about I would say, well, Brandon Ingram's played some of his best basketball, didn't he?
Right. Well, look, there is some element of truth just in general to what LeBron was saying. you know, young teams don't typically compete for titles or anything like that. But here's the thing. We're not talking about them winning a championship. Nobody in their right mind thought this Lakers team was going to compete for a championship.
Nobody.
We're just talking about making the playoffs. That's all we were talking about. And that is no – age is not an excuse for not making the playoffs. Again, you hate when I bring it up, but they were the fourth seed earlier in the season, you know, when LeBron went down on Christmas Day. It's a fact. So it was still those young guys, and they were playing at a high level. And look, Sacramento's very young. They're younger than the Lakers, and they're competing for a playoff spot.
They're not out of
it. In the West. Right. Last year, you saw Boston with Terry Rozier in his third year, with Jaylen Brown in his second year, with Jason Tatum in his first year, go to the seventh game of the Eastern Conference Finals.
They almost made it to the NBA Finals without their two stars.
Right. So it's just – it's not an excuse. I don't know what – was he asked about the young guys specifically, or did he just bring it up on his own? But – that's not an excuse for not making the playoffs, and that's not the reason they didn't make the playoffs. As you said, the older veterans who are on their one-year deals have struggled a lot worse than the young guys have of late. And I just think that there's no way anybody can buy that as an excuse for not making the playoffs.
Right. You just can't – you can't stomach it or fathom it, Chris. You know this. You even held out hope, even despite you see a bad game, you go, I just can't count LeBron out. I can't. And then they kept losing to these bad teams. I mean, you
they should have made the playoffs.
Right.
That's the bottom line. And you've heard me. I've said, look, there's two things. One was the injuries, mainly to LeBron, and two, not in that order, but the Anthony Davis fiasco. That sapped them of their spiritual strength, however you want to term it, but that broke them mentally and spiritually. And I think it's shown mostly on the defensive end. I can be broken and still want to get my 25 points.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But it's the extra stuff.
Right. It's the defense where I got to hustle. I got to cover for this guy who I think wanted me out the door, LeBron. You know what I mean? It's those types of things. And that's why I think their defense has plummeted. You know, everybody's talked about Lonzo not being there. He's a good defender. That's true. But can we stop it with the Lonzo is Dennis Rodman
stuff?
Thank
you. I mean,
Chris. Lonzo is Draymond Green? I mean, come on.
We're not. That is so overblown, and I get it. He's not around. He's got the long arms. He blocks. He defends. He can get a hand in there. He can block some shots. I get that, Chris. But I'm 100% with you. Stop. That's not the reason why you couldn't beat Memphis or why you couldn't beat the Suns. Stop it.
He's the poster boy for absence makes the heart grow fonder.
So now you want to give
LeVar
him that?
Is LeVar behind these leaks or what?
But maybe LeVar said that they wouldn't win if they traded him, right? Didn't they say?
He did. He did. It's going to be, I tell you, Rob, this offseason is going to be very interesting for the Lakers. And if, look, it's one thing if the Clippers get Kawhi. Okay. They'll be really good. You know, will they win a title? Yeah, I don't know about all that. But they'll be really good. But they were really good with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan, and the Lakers were still the story. But if they can snatch Kawhi and a second big name, then it could – and the Lakers don't get Anthony Davis, that's when it could get ugly for the purple and gold.
Oh, yeah. If that doesn't happen this coming offseason, it will be ugly. It will be – and I don't know. Will LeBron be like, maybe I made a mistake? Maybe I don't want to get – because he's been getting enough heat.
He's getting
this year.
A lot of heat. Oh, yeah. He's getting more heat, I think, than any time since 2010 when he joined Miami.
I agree with you. I really am. Yeah. I've heard more people bash LeBron recently than ever before.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
All right, you see him on TNT as an NBA analyst. He's the host of the Big Podcast with Shaq on podcast1.com. Of course, a four-time NBA champion, one of the best to ever do it. Shaq, what's up, man?
What's going on, brother? Sorry I'm late.
Hey,
man, it's all right. We want to wish you a happy birthday, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, I was on the highway behind a Wells Fargo bank truck, and the truck flipped over, and there was money all on the highway, and people were trying to get the money, including me.
Did you get out there?
Thank you for the birthday wishes.
How much did you get? Hey, Shaq, how much did you pocket?
I probably got about 80 grand.
Wow. Not bad.
So what are you doing for your birthday, man?
Nothing. I'm just riding around. I had lunch with my daughter today. Okay. Getting a lot of texts and messages from friends and family and children. Glad to still be around at 47. But I've had a great life. Still working. Still got a little bit of notoriety, so it feels good. But like I told one of my children the other day, the day they were born is really my birthday, and every day is my birthday. So I'm blessed. I'm even blessed to be talking to the great Chris Broussard.
Unbelievable. Hey.
Well, hey, and hold on, Shaq, because it's your birthday, I'm not going to bring up how I gave you that work on your home basketball court a few
Unbelievable.
Years ago.
Stop it. Cut it out.
Hey, you know I was.
Hey, Shaq.
You know what I did to you?
Go ahead.
When you came to my house and played that game, I introduced you to Giannis Antetokounmpo. You saw a 7-foot guy coming down the court full speed.
You did. You did hit a game winning three in my grill. I will say. So you would, Shaq. If you were playing today, I always tell people this because you know people forget when you first came into the league. You know, you were running up and down the court, dribbling up the down the court. If you came up today, you think you would have played kind of like Giannis?
If I came up today, I would be Giannis because we were sort of the end of the old school era, but big guys were forbidden to try to dribble the ball and bring it up. The only reason why I had handled is because growing up, I had a white best friend who was Larry Bird. And I was Magic Johnson. And we used to play 7-game series every day. His name is Mitch Riles. Mitch Riles, if you listen to this, make sure you get in contact with me. I miss you. Me and this guy used to play every day. So I worked on my handle. I worked on my pass, and I wanted to be, Magic Johnson. So when I got in high school, I went to a small school. Whenever we played the big schools, they would press us. So my coach would have me bring the ball up. And, I always used to use that sideways Magic Johnson dribble. I'd turn the side, and then when the guy tried to come to that side, I'd spin around, and then I'd just take off, and I'd kick it to one of my guys. But if I played today, I would definitely be Giannis. And I'd do the same thing he would do. I'm not shooting no threes. I'm not shooting no jumpers. I'm just going to the hole.
Hey, Shaq, before we get into some other stuff about a few of the other teams, the Lakers, LeBron, and that, your show on TNT is just an entertaining, great pre- and post-game show. But do you now appreciate a little bit, now that you're an analyst and you have to look at players and give your opinion on them, do you look at the writers who covered you or broadcasters who covered you a little different because you're now in that role or no?
I mean, what I tried to do, especially, Chris can attest to this, I try to, understand that you guys have a job to do and everything is opinion-based. So I tried to really show a lot of you guys respect. Most of you guys, even the ones that wrote harsh things about me, because I was able to go back and say, okay, he's writing this article. Is there any truth in this article? Shaq's a dominant player, but we won't give him his props until he hits free throws or wins championships. So even though I was mad at Chris and Stephen A. and other guys writing that,
right,
there was a lot of truth into that. So what I just tried to do is just show you guys respect and realize that you guys have a job to do. And I only had a problem with, one or two of you guys. I never really did like Peter Vesey. Never did like him. But,
I was going to say people don't know. Vesey was a long-time NBA columnist for the New York Post, for people who don't know.
It's the iCouple. We're joined by Shaquille O'Neal, and you can check him out in addition to on TNT on the Big Podcast with Shaq. That's on podcast1.com. Shaq, Adam Silver said the other day, about a week ago, that a lot of the players in the NBA are unhappy and, just depressed and stuff.
Isolated, too.
Yeah, did that surprise you, and did you feel it was like that back in your day?
It didn't surprise me, and I couldn't say a lot of people, but a lot of the people that I encountered. Like, I didn't know everybody, know from every team, but, yeah, it was a lot of that. What I like about Adam, he's very fair. He's going to say what's on his mind, and he's going to say it in a way to where, you know, everybody understands it, and he's not going to isolate anybody or hurt any feelings. But when he said that, I was like, yeah, he's right. And it's kind of unfortunate. And I think sometimes that's why the outside world look at us like brats. Like, you got guys making $250 million. What are you unhappy about? What are you complaining about? So, you know, he was definitely correct in you know, his statements. Mostly, you know, most of the megastars are probably not in that category, but you got guys that, you know, have been, you know, 6, 7, 8 year veterans that don't really get the leeway or don't get this and to get that. And those guys are miserable. I play with a lot of miserable guys.
Hey, Shaq, we got about a minute to go. Tell me about the Lakers.
No, we got 30 minutes to go. We can do this all night.
We got a hard break. We wish we could do it. But tell me about the Lakers and LeBron. I mean, where do you spread the blame? Can you believe they're not going to make the playoffs?
Well, it's not blame because everyone knew when he came, the fans and Magic, they're going to give him grace period. Okay, we got a young team. Maybe we stay healthy, we can get it. If not, we're not going to be, you know, too upset. But the work starts in the summertime. Now the question is, who can Magic, Rob, and LeBron bring there? I know the Anthony Davis talks will resume, but I got a feeling that the New Orleans owners are going to be like, nope, we'll trade you, but we're not going to trade you there. I think they're going to really, really play hardball. So the true test starts in the summertime. So, like I said, who can those guys bring to play with LeBron? Now 1 year not making the playoffs, Laker fans be okay, young team, but we're definitely not going to take 2 years of that.
Shaq, a lot of these fans, you know, there was the game the other night. LeBron was at the free throw line, and they were chanting, "We want Kobe." Some fans made a song called "Kobe Come Back." You know, "Kobe Come Back," all that stuff. It seems like Kobe's reputation is improving as LeBron is struggling in L.A. Does that surprise you, or you understand where the Lakers fans are coming from?
Well, it's not that I understand. It's just that the Lakers fans are spoiled. They were spoiled in the 80s with Showtime. Then they had the little thing with Nick Van Exel and Eddie, and then me and Kobe took up a while. I left. Kobe had it for a while. Kobe still played. Retirement ceremony, boom, 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 boom. So they're used to greatness. They're used to great players. And, you know, I even said the other day, look, you guys keep talking about the GOAT. I just don't understand why Kobe's name is not mentioned. That's all I'm saying. I'm
I
not
remember
saying
you used to always say
is.
He
I'm
was
just
the
saying,
best.
To me, if you're going to talk about GOAT, it got to be three names. Actually, four. It got to be four names instead of two. You got to talk about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and that.
Yeah, I remember you used to always say Kobe was the best to ever play.
Yeah, ever.
All right, Shaq,
ever,
man.
Ever,
look,
ever.
Hey, I wish we could keep you on longer, yes. Man. They
well,
on us for this break.
You got rules or something?
Man, they
got commercials.
They pay the bills. The commercials you pay the
that.
Bills. You know that.
Whatever the commercial's paying, I'm going to double that.
And y'all hear, we got that on tape, man.
Yeah, but you got to collect the money. That's the problem.
You
got
to double that and pay me.
That's right.
All right. Yo, man, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Have
Shaq.
Have a great night.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.